It's all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, Michelle, enough with winter. Help! You know, buried in snow, the gray stuff. Please. Okay, see, now that was so unnecessary to remind us all where you are, and to remind us all how important it is to really respect seasonal affective disorder. There's no one in the world who could possibly address this better than Dr. Norman Rosenthal, our wonderful friend and frequent guest, who is a world-renowned psychiatrist and author who was literally the person who first described seasonal affective disorder because of his own, coming in from South Africa and coming to the lovely East Coast and experiencing our grayness, as it were. And his 2011 book, Transcendence, is a New York Times bestseller, and his latest book, The Gift of Adversity, was released in August of 2013 and is a bestseller. Just killer. Welcome, Dr. Rosenthal.
Well, so nice to be here with you ladies again.
Well, there you go. Everyone loves you, Norm, crying out loud. So we're talking about whether or not seasonal affective disorder can make you fat. Now, when you and I were colleagues at the National Institutes of Health, we actually had a protocol where we looked at what happens to people when they kind of do this little seasonal affective disorder hibernation thing that goes on during the wintertime. And there seems to be a little weight issue here. So, Dr. Rosenthal, help us understand what the relationship is between seasonal affective disorder and packing on a few.
Well, when there isn't much light around, what happens is that levels of serotonin in the brain drop. It's that simple. And levels of serotonin are one of the factors that, triggers eating, especially eating sweets and starches. When we eat sweets and starches, it boosts our brain serotonin. And when there's not a lot of light around and our serotonin drops, well, then we're off to the fridge. And it's not lettuce and salad. It's, donuts and cookies and Twinkies. We're all happy that the Twinkies didn't go off the market and that they reinstated them. And that's what happens when we're in the dark. And then, of course, we're stuck indoors, so we don't go exercise, we don't go walking as we usually do, and you add these factors together, and what it means is pounds on the scale.
Okay, so we've really been self-medicating ourselves without even realizing it by having the sweets and the starches, which increase the levels of serotonin, which is really a mood-modulating brain chemical as well. Kind of makes you feel a little bit better, a little more steady, makes some better decisions. And having less light around really makes this whole thing worse, certainly decreasing the amount of exercise. So what do you do with something like this when someone is feeling so helpless and hopeless and kind of defeated by all this, saying, well, I'm stuck here in the middle of the Midwest and I've got snow up to my armpits and, I can't really do that much exercise and it's gray outside and it's minus 12. I don't know. I'm making myself depressed just saying all this.
You're making me depressed.
You make me depressed as well. And
excuse me while I grab a donut.
I
have to go grab a donut now. No, I'm not going to go to that. I just can't. So, Dr. Rosenthal, what is one to do?
Well, the first thing you do is you get more light. Now, you can do this a number of ways. If it's bright outside, even if there's snow and you can walk, don't step on that black ice like I did this morning. But if it's bright outside and there's snow, you can get a lot of light reflected off the snow, and that can be very good. Or inside, you can put more lamps into a room, paint the walls a light color, or you can get special boxes or light fixtures that are specially geared to treating seasonal affective disorder, and they're remarkably effective. They come from various companies. You can easily Google them. You can also look, incidentally, in my books, which are Winter Blues and the Winter Blues Survival Guide, and they'll give you directives as to the best companies to go to. But they basically are boxes a foot by a foot and a half, say, flat. They put out a lot of light from fluorescent tubes, and they're nicely screened so that the UV light doesn't get through, because that can harm your eyes. And when you sit in front of them, or when I sit in front of them, because one way I realized about this whole illness is I have it myself, you can almost feel the pleasure beginning to click away in your brain as the light comes in through the eyes.
Oh, that is amazing. Well, tell us more about what is in the Winter Blue Survival Guide. So you've got the lights, right? So you're going to try
you've
to make your
light.
Environment light. Okay, what else?
Well, manage your stress. For example, one thing that I do, and no tales out of school camp, but I believe you do it as well, is meditation.
Yes.
Meditation reduces stress. And, you know, when you are in a lowered state, as a lot of people are when they've got sad, the stress gets to you more and it aggravates you more. And anything that reduces stress is good. So some of that can be just don't take a deadline that's March 1 if you know you're bad in January and February. Take a summer deadline instead of a winter deadline, because that's going to put you under pressure. But also to meditate, or even to do pleasant things, you know, listen to some music or hang out with friends. Don't put demands on yourself. You know, a lot of times people do this over the holiday season. They, you know, entertain and they go and get elaborate holiday preparation. That's all the wrong stuff to do. But I think what we're dealing with now is we're dealing with this nasty long tail end of winter, the tail that never seems to stop wagging. Arctic vortexes. Who ever heard of an Arctic vortex until now? But it's keeping us indoors and it's keeping us away from that good light. So I think we need to be careful and kind to ourselves. You know, there's a lot of tendency in a lot of people to say, now come on, snap out of it. It's just winter. But it isn't just winter. It is actual changes in your brain chemistry. So you need to be respectful of that and lower your expectations of yourself and your demand.
I just want to give that groundhog who saw his shadow a smackdown. You know, that basically means we have 6 more weeks of that, of the winter. I just, you know, please, you know, let this stuff end here.
I think you'll have to stand in line, Pam.
Oh, that's right. You're ahead of me. You really want to give them a smackdown. So in your book, The Winter Blues Survival Guide, which I think is just a brilliant, brilliant idea, we're really talking about getting a heck of a lot more light, as much as you can. And the light boxes are very, very helpful. I've actually used them. They're wonderful. Manage stress, you know, because you know what I always say, stressed spelled backwards is desserts. So there's a reason and why we all start packing on a few. And then we meditate, find joy in our life. But you know, the one thing I didn't think about, and I guess I'm guilty of, and, you know, Michelle, maybe you do too, but even though you're in a warmer state and all the rest of it, is that we put way too many demands and deadlines on ourselves during the times of the year, like in the winter when it's dark and ugly. When we really need to be backing off that, when we know that we're a little bit further down. So, Dr. Norman Rosenthal, we are so happy you've joined us on Her Radio. The books are Transcendence, The Winter Blues Survival Guide, as well as Winter Blues, The Gift of Adversity. And you've once again shared your wit and wisdom on all things seasonal affective disorder and staying in shape. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Dr. Norman Rosenthal. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and check out empower.com/herchat for upcoming topics. Stay well.